This is the NMG podcast, where NMG stands for Not My Gun. And this podcast is brought to you by Gorilla Babysitting Inc. We know what we are doing. Just give us a shot. Definitely going to help her. People of the interwebs, this is the Noble Metals Gamers Cast, episode 59. My name is Dave, and I'm joined by my homeboy, Peanut.
This guy.
That guy. And generally, about every week, we get together and we talk about some PS4 stuff and random other nerdiness. But, yeah. We first want to pop over to what's happening on Twitter. Every week I throw a tweet out there. You can hit me up on @NobleMetalGamer. That's a metal with a T. And I ask people what they've been playing, what new stuff has been on their minds, and if they have something that they would like to input of what that NMG stands for. All of those came from Johnny Poolside, and he said he'd been playing that Overwatch and MLB The Show. We just got through playing a little bit of Overwatch.
A little bit.
Have you ever played MLB The Show?
No.
Dude, I haven't played a baseball game since, like, Super Nintendo.
Actually, there was one. I think it was PS3, maybe PS4. But it had, like, 4 trophies, and it took, like, 5 minutes to get, and they were all silver and gold.
Hell yeah.
It was like a home run derby, and that's all it was.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that home run derby game. I don't think I fucked with that either, though.
I did. I waxed it out in like 10 minutes and I was done.
So got my trophies and got the fuck out.
Just deleted the game.
But other than what's happening on Twitter, we generally kick things off with what we have been playing. Peanut?
Dark Souls 3, of course.
Still grinding on that plat?
Yeah.
Good lord, dude. How much longer is it going to take you?
I've got like 4 more run-throughs because I fucked up.
I want to say Sean, from Northside Sean, he's been playing quite a bit of Dark Souls 3.
Yeah.
Whenever I went over there, not last night, but I think it was 2 nights ago, was the other game that the Thunder played. They had a big party Sunday. Over there. Yeah.
Or Saturday, because Sunday you had breakfast.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. So why do you know what I'm doing more than I do?
I follow you on every kind of fucking media aspect there is.
That's true. That breakfast was delicious.
Yeah, waffles and shit.
And shit. Oh, man. It was bacon and eggs.
It was waffles.
Is that all you've been playing, though?
And Alienation.
Oh, yeah. And Alienation. I'm finally to the point where me and you can both start playing, so.
You and Johnny Poolside.
Yeah. Which is good stuff, so hopefully and we can link up.
But he just got his character to level 30, and he told me last night once he got his character to 30, he was going to take a break.
So. Yeah.
He probably won't play it for a little while.
Yeah, he's going to be stuck on Overwatch for quite a bit. I think everyone is.
Because he's working on 100 Platinums.
Gah.
Mm-hmm.
That's some work right there. There's a Noble Metal Gamer out there. It's that motherfucker, in all honesty. Oh, let's see. I popped in Minecraft. I picked up my Emerald Trophy.
You got screwed out of your plat.
Yeah. Picked up my Emerald Trophy. Picked up my Biome Trophy. Then I got one more, that 100 days trophy. Wasn't popping for shit. Figured I probably should have had it by now, but as of like 2 or 3 updates ago, that's whenever it was glitched out. And they've done an update since then. Didn't fix it. So that game is no longer platinumable. Platinumable.
Until at least their next update.
Yeah, until they fix it. But we'll actually have some more Minecraft stuff later too, but dude, that's like my second one just right off the top of my head that I got screwed out of a fucking platinum, and the other one's Dying Light.
Yeah, see, mine is back to PS3 Section 8.
Section 8 got screwed you out of that one.
I got screwed out of a plat on that, and I almost got screwed in Minecraft because I was completely locked out of getting trophies for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, fuck that. That shit pisses me off, dude. Come on. It's just some trophies. It's a little thing that pops up in the fucking corner. How hard can it be?
Like, it worked fine until they started adding in all this dumb shit. Like, I don't need fucking rabbits.
I don't need no rabbits. Oh, man. Yeah, fix those damn trophies. And I'm still chipping away at Amplitude.
That requires a lot of get good.
Yeah, whole lot of get good. Which I am, though. Like, I went through and got gold bars on 3 different songs I didn't have on yesterday. So, I'm getting a little better. I'm just starting to, like, warm up with a couple songs and then play the really hard ones so I can get better at those, because those are the ones that are going to give me shit.
You have the crushing difficulty, right? Or the hardest?
Super, yeah. Yeah.
Play the song that you don't have a gold bar on that on expert, and then back down to expert.
Yeah, like, that's what I've been trying to do for, like, Dalatect and stuff. But, dude, I can barely get two bars on fucking Dalatect, and it's so hard.
I mean, I did the same thing in Rock Band.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's basically all I have to do is just keep playing those songs I suck at.
I had to turn on super speed.
And get way better.
Because I didn't have a difficulty above expert. So I turned on the super speed to make it faster. And so it made solos seem slower.
That's absurd. But I think the two trophies I'm going to have the hardest time with is gold barring everything. Every single song. Completing every song on super.
Okay, so you have to gold bar, it doesn't matter what difficulty?
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard to gold bar something if it's not on the one right below super.
Okay.
Like, which, that's good because I can, like, blow up tracks and continue on, but still tough as nails.
Yeah.
The other one is playing through the campaign in one sit down without stopping or failing. So that's all 15 songs.
If I can do it, you can.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not about just sitting down and doing it. Like, I mean, that's fine. It's the not fucking up once. And you know how long it took me to actually unlock Super?
Yeah.
So I'd have to do that exact same gameplay. Well, to be
fair, it didn't take that long once you got the controller.
Yeah, that's true. And I have been using the shit out of your controller. Like, if it wasn't for that, dude, I'd be screwed. So screwed. But, I'm slowly working through that. And just like you had said, I played some Alien Nation. We played with Rick and old Puss.
Yeah.
Johnny Poolside. And Mike from the Level Up Show.
Poor Mike.
Poor Mike. He got so much shit that day.
Smashed in his own stream.
And then I saw, because I got mad at not being able to get my Minecraft plat, I went through all my games to see what, like, my easiest plat's going to be, and it's going to be Tales from the Borderlands, so I'm definitely going to play that here pretty soon. Start episoding that one, like, every night, so I can grab that plat, since I got cheated out of my Minecraft plat.
I've actually debated in getting the Handsome Jack collection of Borderlands, but I'm mad because you don't get one.
Yeah, that does suck.
That was my fastest.
But that's a solid collection.
That was my fastest platinum.
Yeah.
Aside from trying to.
Well, yeah. Trying to is cheating. That thing was way. We didn't even beat that game, and we got the platinum on that.
It was 4 hours, and I fucked off for the last hour.
Yeah.
I got MW2 in 13 days, and I got Borderlands in 11.
Hell yeah. And yes, indeed. What is up to Blaze Boy in the chat there? And then I'll be playing some Overwatch, specifically, like, right after this.
Yeah.
Right after we wrap up this podcast.
I'm glad I have something else to go to besides Dark Souls Alienation.
Yeah.
Something kind of, Dark Souls is fucking, I'm so done. But I'm gonna do it.
I saw a dude streaming the other day on Dark Souls 3, and he was on New Game Plus 111.
Dark Souls 2. I watched a video of a guy that was doing his 99 new game and finished at 100 and then did a speed run of his 100th playthrough just to beat it to see if it rolled over.
Yeah.
Like, see if it went back to begin new journey 1 or if it went to 101.
Start getting those weird pictures like you did in old Mario Brothers.
It stops at 100.
Does
Dark Souls 2.
Hmm.
But I found something out. The difficulty of Dark Souls does not increase until New Game 12.
Really? What the hell's the use? Other than going through to pick up more shit.
Platinum.
Yeah, just to platinum it. I guess that's cool.
They give you more souls, so you don't have to spend twice as much time grinding. Shit like that, because...
On your very first New Game Plus?
Yeah, you get more souls per kill. And, I'm at level 145, level 150, around there. And it cost me almost 200,000 souls to level up once.
Damn.
So, New Game is definitely worth it.
I need to hurry up and do that. Are you on your first New Game Plus?
I'm close to my third.
Close to the third? I don't remember. I think Sean said he was on his second.
So, yeah, I'm close to my third.
So, if there's any, random late night, we see his ass playing that, we should link up with him.
I actually need to make sure he's my friend again.
Yeah.
He went a while without Evan.
He went for a long while without.
And at that time, it was the 30 days, no sign in, you're off the list.
Yeah. Whenever I moved to Myrtle Beach, that's whenever he stopped signing on so much. But, yeah. I think that's all I've been playing. I'm fucking, eager to play some more Overwatch, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
We only played three matches before we started doing this, and I was like, oh, I'm getting back into remembering the buttons and stuff.
Three matches, and I pulled out 40-something kills.
I want to say it's Overwatch that I was thinking of, but you can customize any of the buttons to whatever the hell you want. They have complete customization, because I read a story online, and it was this kid who only had the use of one of his hands.
They made him a custom controller and shit.
No, he was, or I don't know if you just saw another story, but he was talking about, I was able to get my first sniper shot today. First in video game history that he's ever played, because he can customize all of his buttons to where he only has one side. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's amazing. If Overwatch is awesome for anything, it's that right there. That is fucking cool as shit.
Development side of Sony, there was a kid who could hold a controller, and it was because of a car wreck or something, or, medical condition.
Yeah.
But couldn't hold a controller anymore, but loved playing games, and the dev team for Sony made a controller, researched for months his condition, his limitations, and customized a controller for him.
That's why PlayStation's the best, bro. for sure.
I was like, that's...
Motherfuckers find a way to play those video games, man. There was that dude that was in the wheelchair I used to watch stream. I haven't seen him stream in a while.
There's the quad guy.
Yeah, the quad gamer guy. He's quadriplegic.
Quad.
Mine quad.
That's all I could ever think of, and I felt so bad.
He's a cool dude. He'd be alright. But, he'd fucking, use one of the analogs on his mouth to look and move around, and he just fucking lean it up and start fucking shooting people like that, and he was fucking good. He could hold his own. He was playing Call of Duty, but yeah. Blazeboy, I'll get to that in literally just a second. This second. Because I'm fixing to talk about new video game releases.
I'm only stoked about one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I love that game.
Dead Island's Definitive Edition is $39.99, or you can get, the Definitive Edition comes with the original game and the Riptide.
Yeah.
Or you can get them for $19.99 separately.
So it's been 40 or 40.
40 or 40. But eventually, I am totally going to get that, because I know those were the guys that did Dying Light.
Yeah.
And I played Dead Island first on PS3, and they had a control scheme where, your swords and shit, you could fuck with your analogs, and it was, a pro way to do it.
It was,
and
you skate could, with swords.
Yeah, dude, you could slash exactly where you wanted. If you wanted to behead someone, and you're good enough with those analogs, you could behead that zombie. So, I think eventually, yeah, I'm definitely going to pick that up. But, other than that, One Piece Burning Blood is $59.99, or the deluxe is $69.99.
Which isn't bad, $10 change.
Yeah, for a deluxe, that's pretty decent. Your old lady would like that.
No, because it's a fighting game. She would lose.
Yeah. Really? Is she no good at them?
No, she's not.
Yeah. Oxenfree, $19.99 or $14.99 for PlayStation Plus. Paranautical Activity is $9.99. Plague Inc. is $14.99.
That's my shit.
I'm like, well, what's Plague Inc. all about?
End the world with the disease you create. Like, literally, you create a disease and you name it. You can pick between, like, bacteria, virus, fungus.
STD.
It's virus.
You know a little bit too much about that, Irina.
And, like, it actually came in updates when, like, Planet of the Apes, the new movie, started coming out. Mm-hmm. Where the simian flu was a
That's
thing.
That's right. And I remember you telling me about that. You're like, dude, I fucking waxed the whole entire world out, like, super fast. And I was like, you are going to be a super villain. The
fastest I've ever done it was 182 days.
God. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Killed the entire planet.
Go ahead and check that bad mamma jamma out, dude, I guess.
Now, I don't know how it's going to work on a console. I really don't.
It should be fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just, you look, you know, the alienation menu screen where you look at just the countries and whatnot, that's... Mm-hmm. That's all you get. And
yeah.
Then you get to change tabs to create your disease, and
I'm cool with that. if that's got some, if it's got a platinum,
I'm down, dude.
Or if it's got a lot of gold and silvers, you can bet your ass we'll probably end up with that. You'll probably see me and Peanut playing that shit. Back from the PS2 is Primal. It is $9.99 or $7.99 for PlayStation Plus.
That's a good price.
Yeah, that is pretty decent. Let me see here. Score Rush is $11.99 or $8.39 for PlayStation Plus. Random discount. Shadow Blade is $14.99. There came an Echo is also $14.99 or $13.49. Save that 50 cents. These were kind of weird. These said they released on the 27th instead of the 31st. So I guess we're getting some games that are coming out like earlier before, like maybe on a Friday or something, Thursday. I don't know what the date is even today, so I couldn't say how many 31st. Days exactly. 27. Yeah. Wednesday, Monday, Sunday. Saturday? So it came out on a Saturday. Whatever.
We also got Tetris last month. We did not.
Yeah. Arcade Archives, Armed F is $7.99, and then Crazy Strike Bowling EX is $12.99, and I wish Matt would hurry up and get the fucking internet, because this is one of those games that I'd tell him to get, because...
I mean, he's good.
It looked like anime characters, so it looks like the craziness of anime.
So they're doing, like, specials
with
bowling.
When they roll the ball. Oh, dude, I fucking hope so. I'd so hope so. Like, you know, they're going down the lane, and then your moving background starts, and, like, they start powering up, and then they throw it. Like, I'd play the shit out of that fucking bowling game, for real.
Let me get Goku, and he's like, ah, man, and then throw
a bowling ball. And strike.
No, I'd probably use a spirit bomb, because it's a ball.
Yeah, that's true. Spirit bowling ball. That sounds like a whole nother game.
You listening, Sony?
Yeah.
Bandai Namco?
Right. And also, we've got news of the PS Plus games for June.
Yeah.
They were right on that one, because that was, remember I showed you that, like, a couple weeks ago, or I guess it was last week?
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know about rumors, because last time, we were wrong because of stupid-ass rumors, but this one was from the Sony Blogspot thing, or the PlayStation Blogspot.
Yeah. PlayStation Access, or whatever.
Yeah. And it's going to be NBA 2K16 and Gone Home. Gone Home's got a lot of rave reviews on it, so...
I know nothing about it, but I mean,
I really don't either,
mine
was
the immediate NBA 2K16.
I mean, I kind of like basketball. Like, I used to play basketball. I know the game looks gorgeous.
But I don't do
but
sports games.
I also know that my brother is fixing to be coming back to stay for a while. And that motherfucker plays basketball games and wrestling games, and that's it. And if he sees NBA 2K16 on my system, we're gonna be fighting on a regular basis, because I'll be
so
like,
don't download it.
You need to get the fuck put off it, of my PlayStation.
Put it in your library, but don't download it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm glad that he doesn't watch. All right, we got some news. What was this? On the old beta watch, the Tomorrow Children.
Which looks weird.
Have you seen stuff on that?
Isn't that the one that they look like wooden fucking...
Oh my god, is that one?
I think so.
Oh man, yeah, that shit does look weird. They look like weird, whittled puppets. Yeah, so I mean, if you want to kind of be freaked out by all that, June 3rd through the 6th is whenever that beta is going to be running, so remember to type in beta into your search on the PlayStation Store.
It's always a good thing to do. Like, I do it weekly, but yes. You could always come here, we'll tell you.
It's very true.
If we know about it.
Which we always try and check that. Peanut is big on typing in the beta and seeing what all's going on with all that, so that's always good.
And I get random free shit because I do stuff like that. Like, Killstrain.
Yeah, Killstrain. Like, what was it in your notifications?
Yep, from PlayStation.
From PlayStation, he had some shit for Killstrain, so that's pretty awesome.
I get invited to betas, that, you know, exclusive betas.
Yeah, I gotta go and, like, sign up on that shit for emails. Like, they don't give me shit.
My Ace Combat Infinity, my alpha dat.
Yeah.
They actually sought me out and was like, here. Don't know why.
It's like, why are they searching you up so much?
I don't care.
I don't care. let them do it.
Let them send me free shit.
Oh, man. Tickets to watch the PlayStation E3 experience at your local theater has popped up today. It popped up somewhere this morning, I believe. Outlaw Chief in the chat, what is going on? Sup to you? But yeah, PlayStation E3 experience in your local... Oh, man, I have a typo there. I'm terrible.
You are a typo.
I am a typo. But you can go to the website. I forgot what the website's name is, but definitely just check out, just Google the PlayStation or PS E3 experience. And most places have somewhere in your local theater, somewhere around you, and it's absolutely free. Like, you don't have to pay for the tickets, so why not just do it?
You just gotta sign up for it.
And I signed up.
They give it.
Yeah, I signed up for it last year. And me and Peanut just got too messed up beforehand, and we stayed home and watched it, so... What
kind of potato am I using? I prefer russet.
I think he's talking about the camera.
Oh.
Which is good old PlayStation camera. That's probably why it looks like ass, my friend.
That's me what kind of potato I was using.
But basically, I use this to catch the audio so I can upload it to iTunes for the podcast, so... I don't care too terribly much about the video quality.
We don't look that good anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to see us in HD, bro. Not at all.
Rough.
But yeah, check out if you're wanting... Check to see, for one, if you have a local theater near you showing the PS E3 experience.
Was ours Warren?
Tinseltown.
Tinseltown.
Yeah, oh. That's where it was last year.
Yeah, we were in Tinseltown. That's the reason we didn't want to go.
Yeah, we got two messages. I don't want to be stabbed. It's all... ghetto and stuff over there, and rough. It is rough city over there. But also, GameStop recently created a publishing program called Game Trust. I don't even like that, dude. Like, I don't like the fact that they're getting into it.
I brought it up once.
Yeah, like, I know. Like, we had already talked about it, but they put, what was it? Ready at Dawn is fixing to do a new title for them. Mm-hmm. Their first one was the developers of Sunset Overdrive, Insomniac, and it's supposed to be a platformer, what is it called? Song of the Deep.
They also got Ubisoft signed.
Did they get Ubisoft signed? Oh boy, that'll be a fucking match made in heaven. But Ready at Dawn, they made The Order 1886 and God of War Ghost of Sparta.
We will be getting into that question later.
I'm not so sure that I'm going to really care about those. But the announcement of what this Ready at Dawn game from the GameStop publishers was supposed to be probably later on this week. Maybe closer as we get to E3. But yeah, lucky boy, we will be. Penis got a whole spiel on his hopes for E3.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, a new cover story in Edge magazine talked about The Last Guardian.
Yeah, I didn't. That's not in mine.
Yeah, did you read it?
Yeah.
They ended up reconfirming it is coming out this year because they fucking need to do that. Because that game if you've been paying attention to that game at all, you know its history is shoddy at best.
But delays are good to an extent.
Yeah, I really don't mind delays. We'll also be talking about that some more. Of course, all the delays. But they showed a new mechanic in the game. And it was the kid has a shield, and he can shine the shield.
Where you want the dog to go? Or the dog bird?
Kind of. It's for the dog bird, whenever you shine it, he shoots a giant beam of red electricity out of his tail at it. Hmm. Which is kind of cool, but they also said the only time they saw it used was to, like, help with environmental puzzles.
Yeah, and take down a wall so you can hop up it. Yeah. I see that.
So, I don't... it doesn't look like he'll be fighting anything.
Yeah, not a big battle aspect.
Yeah.
There's probably a battle that will have something to do with it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking more Ico than Shadow of Colossus. Because in Ico, you didn't have much. You were just dragging her around and whatnot. You didn't fight too much. And... in Shadow of the Colossus, it was all fights. Like it was just all boss fights.
Well, see, the way that I hope they would use the shield dog bird electricity thing would be like there's a boss. You can't get to his weak spot unless something is exposed. The only way to expose it.
Yeah, that'd be what's up. That's funny, too, because as soon as I heard the whole shield with the light reflecting off of it...
the sword.
I immediately thought the sword in Shadow of the Colossus. I'm like, well, that's... unoriginal, but it's
you
cool.
You have to use it to battle.
That's true.
Because if they implemented that, that will be the original aspect with an original item.
Because what was it? It was just showing you your way to the next boss. Yeah,
it was the finer the point was the direction you needed to go to get to the next boss.
Yeah, to get to your next Colossus, whatever.
Colossal fuck
is how much I can't think. Oh. PlayStation 4 sales surpassed 40 million units worldwide.
Yep. They expect to reach
60 million
within the next year.
Yeah, by April of 2017. Son of a bitch, that's a lot of fucking PlayStations. So, no one should have problems finding people to play with.
2-1 against Xbox.
Yeah.
PlayStation's up 2-1 against Xbox.
Man, Xbox.
But Xbox just announced 2 new consoles.
Yeah, they're going to do the whole slimline and...
the 2 teraflops.
And the upgraded. Yeah, and the upgraded. Fuck you and your upgraded system. So long as I can still play my games, I don't give a fuck.
Although, I do have something to talk about with the PlayStation deal that I don't have written down.
What's that?
That there was a third-party tester that was testing VR on a stock PS4.
Uh-huh.
And he does not expect it to hold up to...
No. I read that same one. It said... was like it was shitty on the PS3. They've obviously reworked it.
Well, no, I mean even on the PS4.
Or yeah, PS4 is what I meant. But
yeah, they're toning down the graphics.
It was.
Yeah.
So now it works fine.
Yeah, because they toned down the graphics.
Do you think they toned down graphics, or do you think they just reworked some
shit?
They're
gonna go more get PS3 graphics at best.
I mean, I haven't seen too many games other than like. That space shooter that looked good anyways.
Well, I know, but...
like, most VR doesn't look ridiculous.
Later
like
on, if you're wanting to play, like, a full-blown, graphical, immersive, you know, like, you want to be talking to people, like, they're in your face, you'll probably need a PlayStation Neo.
Yeah. I can imagine that Neo,
I'm not
like,
saying it's going to be bad for stock PS4 users. Like, you'll still be able to enjoy the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But... if you want the full-blown, immersive, you know, graphical experience, you'll probably want to get a PlayStation Neo.
Yeah, I think so. Like, that was, as soon as I heard, like, it's going to be a better machine, immediately I thought, this is for a PlayStation VR. Like, it's got to be, right? What, like...
the 4K is kind of...
yeah, goes. Like, who the fuck has the $5,000 to dish out for a 4K TV, and then... because I know it's not the same people bitching about buying another system, because if you got $5,000 for a 4K fucking TV, then another $400 ain't going to be that bad for your new fucking PlayStation that works with your 4K TV.
And then PS4 is going to go to 3.
See, that's why they're like, our sales are going to jump, because they're finally going to lower the price.
We're getting a price drop when Neo hits.
Yeah, that's good. More people with PS4s is always good.
Goddamn hoot nanny.
Goddamn hootenanny.
Your name is Jivin' Cheese.
Jivin' Cheese. That's what's up, man. What is this? The Coyote Cuddler? Oh, shit. It's Eric Harris and Dylan...
Kybold?
Cleveland. Man, I wish I knew who that was.
Right.
Rick! Good Rick. Rick, are you ready to wreck shop?
Yeah,
are
you ready for and Overwatch? Like,
short minute of moments of time.
Yeah, I gotta get through my shit and then
we're pretty much done. Only got a couple things here. Minecraft battle minigame coming to PlayStation in June. And also when that comes up, I hope they fix that goddamn trophy. if I remember right, I think it said it's gonna be free, so you don't even have to pay for it. And so that's awesome. But what really messed me up when I was thinking about it, that's really awesome of them to like straight up give us some free shit, even though like they, oh god, they sold it to Microsoft. Do we have Microsoft to thank for this? We do. So thanks Microsoft, I guess. Like, that still feels dirty. I don't like it.
Why is Rick not a mod?
I don't know why Rick's not a mod. You should be able to do that. Rick, with his hi. Because of that damn, that fucking video, which you can check out on youtube.com/noblemetalsgamers. Rick's in there wrecking shop as Reaper, just hardcore. And just running up to their whole door and just being like, hi. I like tagging up the door so they can't see out of it. That's always good. Mirror's Edge Catalyst. I was a fan of Mirror's Edge on the PS3.
I was too.
I liked it a lot. Probably won't be a day one for me, but I will definitely end up playing it. Might even be a rent. Because I remember trying to get the Platinum on the PS3.
It was tough.
And I wasn't able to do it. Like,
speedruns are a bitch.
Yeah, those speedruns were so hard. But so it'll probably be a rent since I'm not going to try and platinum it. But other cool news about Mirror's Edge is apparently it's been picked up to be a TV series.
Yep, I heard that from you, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that's going to work, though.
Why?
I don't know, it just...
Because, I mean, it's not like you're playing as a created character.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, it's just... Is the show going to be nothing but some girl parkouring everywhere? Like,
no, it's just, there's a general bad company, because that's the way it was even in the first one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be around, you know, delivering packages, dealing with them, trying to bring them down in the same aspect. If they're going by game,
yeah,
they could go their own story, which, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just... It's hard for me to imagine, like, them filling up enough time with story, but I guess you could.
I don't think I'll get the Platinum. There's over 600 collectibles.
Son of a bitch! 600 collectibles in Mirror's Edge? That's insane. That's too many, man. Yeah, some of the collectibles...
It's bigger to read there than it is there.
...in time things, yeah. Well, I can see it pretty well from right here.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I got multiples.
Oh, man.
That's to read. This is the ban.
But yeah, I'll probably definitely check that out because... Probably definitely. I'll more than likely check that out because I like Mirror's Edge. And I didn't hear where it's like actually coming to, so I'm not sure on that either, but... We'll probably keep you posted.
You gonna get it?
I don't know. This is like my one shot other than the second page. Oh, so close.
But yeah, so far.
So far.
600 collectibles is too much. I say that, though. There's 107 fucking rings in Dark Souls to collect.
Yeah, that's pretty absurd, too.
Not counting the sorceries, miracles, pyromancies.
It's too much, man.
And gestures.
Well, at least you don't have to play the game for 100 in-game days and shit still doesn't pop up.
That's only 33 hours. Get real about it.
Sorry, I'm still sour about Minecraft.
I'm already 100 plus hours on Dark Souls.
Yeah, that would be no problem for you. So, what are you looking forward to on your E3 Madness, right? Peanut?
First and foremost, I want The Last of Us 2. It could be the cheesiest tease trailer ever. Like, the teasiest of teases. Like, just... Naughty Dog, okay, because they're doing Crash Bandicoot, which I think is going to be in E3.
Yeah, because...
Right at the end of that, just give me some clicks, and then say, TLO, you too, and done. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, that'd be a great teaser. I think that'd be perfectly fine. Oh, Rick says, for a Sucker Punch Spider-Man, dude,
That would be intense.
That would be amazing. That would be so amazing. I've missed swinging around New York so bad. Like, God, so I need to
Dean
do that.
So, Dean, don't get mad at me. Thwip, thwip,
thwip, thwip.
So I'm bitching at Drew.
Why?
Because he was like, like some weird web sound. It wasn't thwip.
How do you not know your onomatopoeia of comic books?
Tom Holland voice.
Bamf?
Tom Holland should voice him. If not Tom Holland, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Because
I love Neil Patrick Harris.
And that MTV series that he had.
I mean, the game.
He was in one of the games?
Yeah.
See, one of the last games... Dude, they always get solid people to do the voice, too, because they had, from the animated series, one of the dudes on there, too. Yeah. Whoever did it originally in that. But, yeah.
Release it with the movie?
Ah, see, I don't know, because movie adaptations are always kind of iffy. I don't know if I'd like that or not.
All right. More
yes.
E3.
Continue on your E3 once.
PSVR. We're going to see, I hope, a lot of it.
I imagine we are.
And I also think that's one of the reasons No Man's Sky got delayed. I think we're going to get a VR demo of No Man's Sky at E3.
Yeah.
I hope, anyway.
That would be pretty fat. Like, I'd be down with that.
And then, of course, Crash Bandicoot. Anything about Kingdom Hearts needs to happen soon.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3, they need to let us know.
It's been long enough.
And something about Kojima's project, you know, with Ludens and all that. It's another.
Yeah, which I also said, like, he tweeted that picture, and it was, like, zoomed in on Ludens' face, which we said we were talking about last week. Ludens, basically the logo, but it's an actual
character.
Like, it's been all 3D rendered and everything, and it's like a big ass suit. I don't remember what the hell it was called. It was a EVA is what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah, it's what they ended up calling it, but that creative suit. But yeah, I'm excited to see what the hell Kojima's doing.
And then Final Fantasy VII Remake gameplay.
Yeah, and I also we're gonna be seeing some 15, too, I imagine.
Yeah, 15 will be playable at E3.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I'm definitely down with that.
And then I have a review, but I'll do that after yours.
Oh, yeah. More E3 stuff. Oh, Koei Tecmo, which we talked about either last episode or the episode before that, whenever we were doing the Nioh demo.
Yeah.
They're going to be showing more of that at E3. Also, Attack on Titan. Which, if I get a really good Attack on Titan game, man, like, I will fuck up an Attack on Titan game. Like, I imagine that would be...
Titanfall would actually be a good Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2, I imagine we'll see some Titanfall 2 there. But Koei Tecmo also said they had some top secret Omega Force game. Whatever the hell that is.
I have no idea.
And, yeah, you were talking about No Man's Sky being VR, but, yeah, as you said, it's delayed. And Sean Murray, the creator of the game, has been getting death threats because he has delayed the game. Delaying it for 50 days. That's it. 50 days.
40.
Yeah, it's like 40-something, technically, but that constitutes fucking death threats? Like... Come on, like, gamers.
I was mad about it, but then, you know, I sat back and thought about it. Was like, well, E3's coming. And then I got my VR thought.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, that's, you know. And I mean, even still, 40 days, 50 days.
Pfft. Yeah.
Whatever, I've been waiting for this game since last E3.
Yeah, so I'm fine. Like, and I've always been one of the people that's like, you know what?
Get the bugs fixed.
Yeah, fix that game. So I don't, you know, end up getting a fucked up copy of a video game. Like, I'd much rather them delay it and make a solid title that gets up to your 9s and 10s instead of rushing a title and putting out 5s and fucking 6s. Which is probably where you can come in with your next time.
Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan, and apparently Rick here has played it.
Yeah, I've wanted to play it.
I saw that he had played it, but I watched the video of the first level, and it misses a lot.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. Like, it was, let's see, what did I write down here? No strategy. That is technically not true. There is strategy, because you can tell each turtle what to do.
Like, well, that's kind of cool.
You can tell them, you know, go all out, or, you know, reserve, cover me, and you can also switch in between.
Like, are they all on the screen at the same time?
Yeah, all going at the same time.
That's pretty cool, actually.
But, button mashing is a lot of it. Like, there's, like, a jump, two attacks, and a dodge.
Yeah.
From what I can see, no.
See, you could do so much more with that. You could have been, like, use one of the shoulder buttons to, like, put up your weapons and take out your weapons.
But I think that's one of the communication things.
Yeah, but still, like, you could find a way to do it. Like, there could be so much more to that battle system than just button mashing. Like, I want a game where I can fight with the turtles, no weapons or weapons. Like, maybe you have to bust out your weapons on certain enemies. Maybe you have to go hand-to-hand with certain people.
See, busting out weapons is another thing. Ranged weapons. Very weak and very awkward to use in battle.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know exactly what they mean, because I didn't see any ranged.
Yeah, like, who the fuck has ranged weapons? I assume some
shurikens.
Yeah,
you know.
Some kunai or something. I could definitely see that one.
There's a weird parry system, and it's based on when you dodge their attack, like what your reaction is or what your action is against it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But I'll play it if I ever get the chance, but
yeah, I'll probably still play it too, because I love me some Ninja Turtles, but
and it's open world from what I could see.
I was pretty pumped for that, because I haven't had a good Ninja Turtles title in a while, so
we'll see. And like,
it's kind of sad.
I played Korra, which is made by Platinum, which is who did this, and you said that they did real good with Transformers right after Korra.
I didn't play Transformers, but like, it was, everyone said it's a lot better than the job they did with Korra.
And I don't have very high hopes for this. Like, it was rated.
Do you remember who was writing it? Like, what website was writing the review that you saw?
Kotaku? I think so.
Eh, I'm kind of iffy on Kotaku sometimes.
I watched the video and based what I wrote down on the video of him playing the first level. Now, granted, the dude playing sucked.
Yeah, Rick said he didn't play much of it, but it's definitely deserving of the criticism. Said he'll get some enjoyment out of it, but
see, and I'm glad Rick was here to,
just because it's a Turtles game.
I'm glad Rick's here to justify that, because, yeah. But it seemed open world.
That aspect is actually pretty neat, because that, like, just means there's a big-ass New York City. And
there's, like, a Batman detective mode. Like, you jump up on a roof and it goes all blue and you see, like, where enemies are coming from.
You know what I think would be solid? If there was a black and white mode. I don't know why,
I mean,
but
to be fair, that could happen in the unlocks.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I played The Last of Us.
Or if it's a cheat code.
I played The Last of Us on Survivor in black and white.
Nice.
Because I had it unlocked.
That's,
I was like, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
I've seen the pretty game. I know what it's all about.
Hashtag artsy right there.
Mike, you have to wait.
Mike's hitting me up. I got to wrap this up, which is good, because I'm to the very end where we like to shout out either a YouTube channel or another Twitch channel or another podcast or something along this area that we're all doing.
Matt's here.
Matt's at work. Registered jockey. What up, Matt? Miss you being, like, right around here, homie. I'm just going to say that right there.
I'm alive.
Lucky boy said, after No Man's Sky, Sean Murray is either a god or he'll be flipping burgers. yep, Rick, we'll see you over there. But yes, as for the shout out, anybody basically doing cool shit, which this one is for Profit. And if you go to YouTube, just search Profit Next Gen. That's Next, NEXGEN, no T in that. But, yeah, he's got some cool Fallout 4 videos that he's doing right now. He's making giant fucking battle arenas. And he's... I've been on a podcast with him before. He's a really awesome dude. So, if, definitely go and check out his YouTube channel and tell him what's up. Give him some love. Give him a subscribe. Be tell awesome to him.
Maybe he'll be cool to us.
Ah, Prophet's already cool to us. But tell him we fucking sent you. But yes, I think that's going to go ahead and wrap it up. This is episode 59. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You can hit me up on Twitter, as I said earlier, at Noble Metal Gamer. You could hit this dude up, because he's actually been active here lately on the social medias.
A little bit.
At Spider Ivian on Twitter. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/NobleMetalsGamers. And if you would like to support the podcast and be a part of it, you can go to patreon.com/NobleMetalsGamers, where you could give us money and get cool stuff in return. But yeah, I think that's actually going to be it.
End it with the paper shot?
Oh yeah, I'm going to end this with the paper shot.
What's everything got to do with shooting and guns on this one?
I don't know, it's awful. Lucky boy, peace out. Thanks for hanging out, bro.
Yeah.
Let's see how this one works.
Ah, it was the closest one yet.
I think I actually hit it.
You hit the corner of the TV. I watched it.
I'm going to fucking watch that in the replay.
Okay. I got perspective.
That's it for the Noble Metals Gamers Podcast, episode 59. Everybody, be awesome to each other.
Peace and grease.
Time to go play some Overwatch.
Time to go win some Overwatch.
Time to go win a lot of some Overwatch. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Peace. Yeah.
Only had to ban one person.
Today was a good day.